Good morning. Today we are completing our weekly topic, Parshas Vayetze, the concept, or possibly the iser, of a younger sibling marrying before an older sibling. And in fact, the source is a pasuk in this week's Parsha. Vayomer Lavan, Lavan says to Yaakov Avinu, Lo ye'asechem bimkomenu, there is no way that you are going to marry my younger daughter before my older daughter. So it's an impossibility that you would marry Rachel before Leah. And in fact, there is a Rashbam explaining a Gemara that that wasn't only the concept by Lavan, but Nost Slavchad in the Midbar, they also were married based on age, with the oldest being married first and going to the youngest. And the Rashbam, in fact, also quotes this pasuk from Lavan, Lo ye'asechem bimkomenu, that will not be done, marrying off a younger sibling before an older sibling. In particular, they're talking about when it comes to a younger daughter, an older daughter, a younger sister, an older sister. That is what the Rashbam. And it's not only the Rashbam. We saw the same concept in Tosvos. We saw the same concept brought by the tour, as explained by the Bach. The Bach said as follows, Im achim o achayos yasu lehem nisuin, if we have brothers, if we have sisters that are getting married, af al gav she'echad gadol mechavero bechochma, even though one is greater than the other in chochma, but that one is younger, we do not give priority to the one who has greater chachma, but we give priority to the one who is older. And so we see based on this Bach, and in fact, this is how the Shach explains the Shulchan Aruch, that we give priority based on age, regardless of the wisdom, the chachma of the younger one. So that apparently is the Psak. Nonetheless, we saw many, many poskim that said it's not so simple. So we also brought the important question, can we really learn from Lavan? Lavan says, Lo yecheschein bimkomeinu, but Yaakov Avinu apparently disagreed. He was of the view that he wanted to and could marry the younger daughter, the younger sister. He wanted to marry Rachel, who was younger, over Leah. So we saw a very interesting explanation brought down by the Maharsham in his Sefer Techeles Mordechai, who said that, in fact, Yaakov Avinu agreed you have to marry the older one, not the younger one. But the discussion and disagreement between Yaakov and Lavan was who is older and who is younger. Lavan went by who was born first, and Leah was born first. But Yaakov was of the view that the bearing issue, the controlling issue, is who is conceived first. And in fact, there's an opinion that Rachel and Leah were twins, and Yaakov held that because Leah was born first, that means that Rachel was conceived first, and you go by conception. That's actually, in fact, how Yaakov viewed himself as being the Bechor. Esav may have been born first, but Yaakov was conceived first. So, in fact, Yaakov agrees to this concept that we do marry only in priority. So the next question that we have is as follows. If you have two sisters and one of them is already engaged, but it's the younger one that's engaged first, so is it permitted for her to marry before the older one? And we brought a number of shitas that says that in fact, because they're already engaged, indeed you can get married beforehand. Nonetheless, we saw the Chassam Sofer was not overly thrilled with it. When he came to his own daughter, his younger daughter got engaged before his son. And he says when it comes to the shiduchim, that would be okay to get engaged. But when it comes to the marriage, the Chassam Sofer's preference was that his younger daughter push off her wedding until the older son, which was her older brother, would get married first. The Chassam Sofer was optimistic that would happen very quickly, fairly quickly, and so it wouldn't cause an unnecessary delay in the wedding of the younger one. The next question that we discussed is how about when we have two brothers? So in fact, can a younger brother get married before an older brother? And here the Igros Moshe gave us a totally new and different concept of what the issue is with the younger one and the older one, and when is it problematic and when is it not problematic. In that situation, the older brother was claiming that he was having busha, he was having embarrassment, he was having sorrow because of the younger one, and being mevayish someone, being embarrassing somebody in public, it's a terrible sin. So the question to Rav Moshe was, is the younger one allowed to get married before the older one? And Rav Moshe said, absolutely, not only can he should, he's mechuyev to get married, and so why should he delay because the older one is not finding a shidduch, or is being difficult in deciding who to marry, is being too picky? That's what Rav Moshe said in the tshuva. And in fact, he redefines the entire prohibition as follows. He says, when the shach and the bach, we're talking about giving a priority to the older sibling over the younger sibling, that whole discussion is assuming that they both have found their shiduchim. They both are engaged, ready to get married, found the right future spouse, and accordingly we have now a discussion who goes first, and the Bach and the Shach were telling us that the older one goes first, even if the younger one has more chachmah. So Rav Moshe applies that in that situation, that if you have an older brother and a younger brother, and the younger brother is engaged and the older brother has not found his shidduch yet, indeed you move forward with the younger one before the older one. And then we also had a little bit more complicated question. How about if it's a younger daughter and an older son? The older son is a bechor. Everyone agrees you have to give kavod to a bechor, an older sibling who is a bechor, and it's a girl, so maybe we can be more lenient and let her wait because she doesn't have hirchurim, she doesn't have the mitzvah priya urvu. And in fact, we brought a number of reasons, and the combination of all of them was that indeed, even in this situation, it would be permitted to be lenient. And just to end off with one final question, this whole concept, is this halacha that we're talking about, or is this minhag? Is it simply the right thing to do? Or is it black letter halacha law that it's required? So in fact, there are some poskim that it's clear or implied by what they say, that it's a din gamor hu, it's a limud that we indeed have to adhere to. It's strict halacha. That's what it is. Nonetheless, according to the majority of poskim, having the older one marry before the younger one is not an absolute obligation. It's based on what's the derech eretz, what's the nimus, what's the polite, correct thing to do. The Divrei Yatziv says, maybe efshar she'enu ela mimidas derech eretz. Maybe it's just derech eretz. It's the right thing to do. The Chalkas Yaakov puts it this way, da afilu la'osrim, even according to the opinion that is strict, and prohibits the younger one marrying before the older one, the heavy rak minhag, it's simply a minhag, sheish lo smach min haTorah, that has a basis, not an actual direct limud from the Torah, but as a smach in the Torah. The Maharsham says, the iser ze einu ela bichlal nimus v'derech eretz, this iser is because it's the right thing to do, it's the polite thing to do. And the Sefer Tzela Kesef puts it differently, he says as follows, de ein baze afilu midas chasidim. We don't even see a basis of a midas chasidus here. There's no, absolutely no concept of waiting for an older sibling. Why? How does he learn that from me? Deratza Yaakov Lisa Atzira, because we see Yaakov Avinu himself was willing and desired to marry the younger of the two sisters, not the older one. So we have a spectrum of views when it comes to this topic. Older sibling, is there an absolute priority or not? And as we've seen, there are some poskim who are strict and some poskim who are indeed lenient, and a shaila should be asked when these issues come up. Have a wonderful day.